What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races! Touchdown! Oh, he's done it again!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
Saturday mailbag with some big news to get to and some more Taysom Hill reaction, your Apple Podcast questions, your emails, and the Fantasy Cops. It's Adam, Jamie, and Frank, and we welcome you. Hope you all are having a great weekend, and we're getting ready for some football on Sunday. All right, here we go. Frank, you got a decision to make, a Taysom Hill decision. What are you chewing on over there?
Well, originally it was a Jameis Winston decision in a one-quarterback league nonetheless, so my situation's not great. I had Jameis Winston in the lineup. Michael Thomas is one of my wide receivers. I was excited. I got the Saints hookup, and now I find out Winston is not starting. I don't know what his involvement will be. I have since dropped Winston for Stafford, and I was debating Stafford or Taysom Hill, but given the uncertainty, I'm just going to roll with Stafford.
Okay, Stafford likely without Kenny Golladay, who did not practice today. Jamie, you did not join us on the bonus pod. Very disappointed in you. So now is your chance to talk about Taysom Hill. Where you think you're going to end up ranking him?
He will be somewhere 15 to 20 in that range. I'm not thrilled about the situation. I don't think many people are. I still think we're going to see Jameis Winston. I know there's a report of no offensive plan for him, but I don't buy it. I think if they get behind and they need to play catch up from a real NFL big boy quarterback play, it's going to be Jameis and not Taysom Hill.
People seem pretty convinced that Taysom Hill's not a good quarterback. That's the read I'm getting.
Because he's not.
How do you know? He's got like 30 pass attempts.
And how did he look in those 30 pass attempts? Like a real quarterback to you?
Or he's
like
got 18 passes. He's 10 of 18 for 205 yards.
Did you like watching Tim Tebow throw?
Oh, no. Come on. He's a better passer than Tim Tebow.
Is he?
How do you know?
I think he is. I've seen 18 pass attempts. No, I have. I've seen probably 10. Well, Tebow can't throw. I mean, he's got weird motion, bad arm. I don't know. People are kind of counting him out. Okay, well.
I hope it works. For the people that have don't play on CBS and you can use him at tight end, it's certainly encouraging because he could be the best tight end in fantasy this week and maybe the best tight end in fantasy as long as he's the starting quarterback for the Saints. He's great FanDuel option. You can't play him on DraftKings at tight end, but you can on FanDuel. So that's great. But I don't buy it.
Yeah. Now remember, Jamie, I had him in my FanDuel lineup before he got named the starter.
Yes, and now you and 100% of everybody else is going to have him in your fan's lineup.
I just think I should have some sort of dibs situation here. Well, that's our big headline, Taysom Hill starting. We did a bonus pod on it yesterday with Dave and Heath. You can check that one out. Joe Mixon did not practice on Friday, so we're expecting Giovanni Bernard to be the starter. Teddy Bridgewater's questionable. Stafford expected a start, but Kenny Golladay did not practice. And how are we feeling about Marvin Jones this week, Frank, if he plays?
Yeah, I think he is a solid wide receiver three. The Panthers secondary has shown some cracks recently. I know they've been dealing with some injuries as well, but he's performed well the past couple of weeks, and he's targeted in the red zone. He's a big-bodied wide receiver, and he seems to be the 1A, 1B. It's him and Hockenson, and they kind of mix in a little bit of Amendola, but with no Swift, we might even see them throw the ball more. So I think Marvin Jones is a solid wide receiver three.
And Jamie, Davante Adams and Alan Lazard practiced on Friday. That obviously is great news for Davante Adams. So are you going to start one of the other Green Bay wide receivers, Lazard or MVS? Would you start either of them over Marvin Jones, let's say?
You know, on other sites, you could play MVS at quarterback, so it's a great setup for him. number three receivers. I still start MVS over Lazard, even though I expect Lazard to get more targets, but I just don't know. You know, it could be one or two more. It's not going to be like an overwhelmingly significant target share for Lazard, because you heard the reports that he may not be 100% in terms of what his role will be. So I think right now Rodgers is looking for MVS, and I still think those big plays will be there for him.
Well, then let's get to the questions. We got your Apple Podcast questions. Thank you so much for your 5-star reviews. Just so you know, today is the 20th as we record this. The most recent ones that I am seeing on the 20th are from the 18th. So it unfortunately takes a while for those questions to come out. So if you want to give yourself a better chance of having your question read on the show, you're going to want to get them in, I guess, on Wednesday, just to make sure that I see them on Friday. There are a lot that get asked and don't get published until over the weekend that I don't get a chance to read. So a little heads up for you there. And we're getting so many of them, I can't read all of them. I'm reading most of them today. Here are some starter sit for week 11 questions. Then we'll get to some more trade stuff. This is from Me3VA. Dear Clinton, Alfred, Liddell, and Adrian. Oh.
No clue.
Yeah, those are Washington football team running backs.
Oh. That's correct.
Yeah.
Clinton Portis, Adrian Peterson.
Alfred Morris.
Yeah, who was Liddell?
Liddell Betts.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about him. I don't remember him being on Washington.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was he the Giants fan are you?
I remember Liddell. Yeah, of course. How could
I
forget?
I bet Liddell Betts had at least one good game against.
How could I forget Liddell Betts? He was a thing. He was a big thing for a year. I wonder what his ADP was. Okay, I need to start two receivers and a flex, half PPR. Cooper Kupp, DJ Moore, DJ Chark, Damian Harris. Two receivers and a flex. Kupp, Moore, Chark, and Damian Harris.
Half. I'm going to bench DJ Moore. I've downgraded him a little bit. He is in that same kind of Marvin Jones discussion for me. Solid wide receiver 3. I'm not expecting Teddy Bridgewater, so I'll bench him.
It sounds like Bridgewater's going to play.
That would change things.
Yeah. I'd still bench more, though, that group.
Do you play Chark over Moore?
No, I'm sorry. I played more over Chark.
Okay. From Mighty Reviewer. Hey, Mighty. Start 2, full PPR. Okay, hopefully you started Carlos Hyde. And I put this in here? Why'd I do this? Carlos Hyde, Chase Edmonds, Jacoby Myers, Josh Reynolds, Michael Pittman. We could still talk about the other guys. Hyde, what? Edmonds, Myers, Reynolds, Pittman. So pick two from the remaining three. Myers, Reynolds, Pittman.
Myers and Pittman.
Agreed.
From Jamie, spelled J-A-M-E-Y, J-A-M-I-E, and J-A-apostrophe-M-I-E. I miss Cheapy's Pizza. Yeah, Jamay. I miss Cheapy's Pizza and Adam singing. I guess I can sing this question. No, I'm not going to sing it. Jefferson or Juju rest of season?
Juju.
Yeah, I'll take Juju with the Steelers passing volume up recently. All three of them are involved between Juju, Claypool, and Deontay, but I've liked what I've seen from Juju recently. And
it's been a nice month for him.
Yeah.
I worry about the Vikings, just the passing volume every single week. You don't know. Some games, they're just going to run the ball like 40 times, and you're just not going to get many targets for Jefferson.
Okay, next question from Apple Podcasts is from Cheetos Jesus. Full PPR, should I start both Julio and Ridley, or go with a little diversity and get Claypool or Will Fuller in there? So I guess he says choose 3. So Julio, Ridley, Claypool, Fuller, choose 3.
I guess I'd like to know what Cheetah Jesus was doing when Ridley was healthy. I'm assuming starting both them, right?
You would think so.
So why would you go away from that?
Yeah, starting both, and then who else? Fuller or Claypool?
I'd start Fuller, but I like both.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was leaning. But yeah, I wouldn't shy away from using both Julio and Ridley. There's a big total. Awesome. It's a dome game. Expected points. I'm cool.
They're going to be chasing Taysom Hill.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, from Danny Mack. Start 3. Robbie Anderson, Will Fuller, Deontay Johnson and AJ Brown. Who are we sitting? Robbie, Fuller, Deontay Johnson, AJ Brown.
You got to say Robbie, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sitting Robbie.
From Raider Noah 99. PPR, Burrow or Ryan? That's the first question. Burrow or Ryan?
Ryan.
Ryan.
And pick two at running back in PPR. Zeke, Damian Harris, Nyheim Hines, Kareem Hunt, Duke Johnson, JD McKissick. Zeke, Damian Harris, Hines, Hunt, Duke, McKissick.
Well, Hunt is the easy one.
Yeah.
Yep.
You said, what's the format? I'm sorry.
PPR.
I want to go McKissick.
I want to go Hines.
No Zeke.
Nope.
Yeah, maybe Zeke.
Okay, so McKissick for Frank and Zeke for Jamie.
I'll go Zeke, yeah.
From Hugo Robinson, Jonathan Taylor. Is anyone starting Jonathan Taylor against the horrific Packers run defense?
I am in one league for sure. It's our flex league because I don't have we start two flexes, so it's difficult to find multiple quality options. I would like to not start Jonathan Taylor, but it wouldn't surprise me if he scores.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me either. I have to start him in my home league. It's a super flex league. I have him as one of my flex options. Galladay was the other one. Doesn't look like Galladay is going to play, so I'm going with Jonathan Taylor. And Adam, I know you're going to bring up the stat, 100 yards or a touchdown the Packers have allowed to running backs in every game this season. Just, is it going to be Taylor? Is it going to be Hines?
I wasn't going to bring it up. I brought it up too many times.
I'll bring it up for you.
Thank you. Thank you. From Gambino Mafia. Start two this week. Dear Derek, Andy, Jorge, and Mariana, we know them. Frank, can you hit the soundbite?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Thank you. Full PPR. Start two this week. Rob, did I already read this? No. Robbie Anderson, Chark, Crowder, or Ballage? Pick two in PPR. Robbie Anderson, Chark, Crowder, Ballage.
I like Ballage and Robbie, but it's close.
I'll go Crowder and Ballage.
Now, do we have three Jets, current or former Jets there?
Yes.
We count Ballage?
Of course.
Okay. Revenge game. All right, rest of season questions now from Apple Podcasts. From Samsonite. I was way off. Give Big Ben, I have Mahomes, and Tyler Boyd. Get Miles Gaskin and Robert Woods. Ben and Boyd for Gaskin and Woods.
If you need the running back help, then I think the trade makes some sense because Boyd and Woods, there's not much of a difference between those two guys. But the report yesterday from Brian Flores saying that they're not going to rush back Miles Gaskin. You might want to look elsewhere to see if you could trade those two guys for another running back receiver combination.
Yeah, it's not a bad offer. I would shop around. There has to be another QB needy team, I would imagine. See what you can do. If not, it's not bad. I think it's a bit of a downgrade from Boyd to Woods, personally. Gaskin could be great, but yeah, there's no sure thing that we see him in week 12 when he's eligible.
This is the frustrating part as you get close to the trade deadline. Now, thankfully, there are some, like Frank said, quarterback needy teams in probably a lot of fantasy leagues, but you know, you're probably going to end up stuck having to hold a good second quarterback in some cases on your roster because you can't drop them because somebody will pick them up and maybe beat you with them at some point down the stretch. But you're never going to play Roethlisberger or Mahomes.
Right. Okay. By the way, just saw this. See who this is from. From Ben Baby, covers the Bengals. I asked Zach Taylor if he thought he expected Joe Mixon to be back at some point this year. Said he didn't want to make any predictions on that.
Yep.
Yikes.
Yikes.
No good. Okay, nope. More questions here from Apple Podcasts from XB1. I was offered DK Metcalf for James Robinson and Amari Cooper. I have Dalvin Cook, Hunter Henry, and Aaron Jones, so he's got some running back depth. Should I give up James Robinson and Cooper for DK Metcalf?
I like it, given that RB depth.
Yeah, I mean, Robinson's got a tough schedule coming up. We just don't know what to make of Amari Cooper. And, you know, Metcalf is a beast. So, yeah.
This is from Cool $2 sign. How would you? Cool $2, cool $2, cool two money. Should I give Adam Thielen for Antonio Gibson straight up?
I think that's fair. I mean, Gibson's been fairly productive. Thielen's been up and down. Thielen's a better player, but Gibson's been more productive for his position.
Yeah, I still think Thielen has more upside, especially if it's PPR. McKissick takes so many targets away from Antonio Gibson. But if you're desperate for a running back, it's fair. A C.
Okay, a C.
Does he take too many targets away from Gibson, or does Gibson just get like a usual allotment of what a running back target typically is?
Yeah, I mean, coming into the year, we were all expecting Gibson to be the McKissick, I guess, in this offense, and he's really kind of just been the early downs running back, the guy that's used on like short needs as well. And he's just not seeing, what is it, like 2 to 3 targets per game, which is fine.
He's got 7 in the 2 games with Alex Smith.
All right.
So, you know, I just look at it like McKissick's on a different level. With what his targets have been and his, you know, pass catching role has been. The funny thing is that the quote at the beginning of the season, preseason, when Ron Rivera said he's got Christian McCaffrey like ability of Antonio Gibson. And then just this week he said JD McKissick is kind of like Christian McCaffrey in his role for us.
It's like, wow, they have two Christian McCaffreys.
Everybody, yeah, it must be nice.
McCaffrey, wow.
Well, I am really kind of stressing over Christian McCaffrey now, over JD McKissick, because doesn't it seem kind of silly that this guy, look at his career, he's never been a reliable fantasy starter, obviously he's never had the opportunity. Are we really just supposed to believe that he is now James White, Tariq Cohen, he's just that guy, he's the best, the premier pass-catching running back in fantasy? I don't know. We know the next 3 matchups are against teams that are in the top 5 in yards per game, receiving yards per game allowed. I'm not so concerned about Cincinnati. They haven't been that good lately, and that's this week's matchup. But I'm just wondering, like, are we going to be like, remember when we thought we were going to start JD McKissick rest of season? That was funny.
But why does it have to be rest of season like you're starting him? I mean, I don't think anybody has got those type of expectations unless you're stuck. And if you're stuck, he's very good. But if you're not stuck, he's a good guy to have on your team. And we have, you know, the 2-game sample size with Alex Smith, which we know is probably not going to be dramatically different. I mean, he's going to get 29 targets every 2 games, but I mean, 20 targets? I think, you know,
what, 10 targets a game? I can't see 10 targets a game. It would just shock me.
I would agree, but you know, 7-8?
Yeah, I mean, if he gets that, that'd be great. I mean, Alex Smith is throwing the ball a lot, and he throws to his running backs a lot, and yeah, there's a lot of things to like about McKissick. It's just like, it would be pretty weird for JD McKissick to become like a fantasy must-start guy, I guess.
You know, I think he has.
At this point.
In full PPR, for sure.
I know. I guess to stay that way.
They have such a condensed target share, too, Adam. It's like, they throw it to McLaurin, they throw it to Logan Thomas, they throw it to McKissick. Some of these other names have been somewhat involved, but it's very condensed who they throw to.
Okay.
Well, they've added, you know, the 2 Sims guys, Cam Sims and Steven Sims, but that speaks to what Adam was saying about the volume. So I think McKissick is still going to be I'm just looking at his last 4 games, and last 5 games. It's 10 PPR points, 14 PPR points, 4. That was the Dallas game, 16 and 17. So, I mean, you figure once things start to settle in, 11, I think is realistic. And that's a flex.
Yes.
PPR, if not a borderline starter.
Right. Okay. From, let's see where we're at here. This is from Aaron Krug. Grade the trade. Christian McCaffrey for Kenny Golladay. Standard scoring league. I'm in first place. Should I pull the trigger? Give up my Golladay for McCaffrey.
A.
Yep. I would do it. The schedule is still kind of weird for McCaffrey. He technically could return in week 12, but they have a week 13 bye. So do they just hold him out in week 12 and have him come back for the fantasy playoffs completely healthy in week 14? It's a possibility, but, you know, considering you're in first place, yeah, I want him for the fantasy playoffs.
We don't know when Galladay's playing. So, I mean, you're just trading an injured commodity for the best player in fantasy. It's a no-brainer.
Yep. All right, from Patrick. Grade the trade, por favor. Give up James Robinson, Will Fuller, and Darren Waller. Robinson, Fuller, and Waller. Get Kelsey, Daryl Henderson, and Jalen Reagor.
No.
He has Chubb, Clyde, Damian Harris, and Gibson, Golladay, Keenan Allen, and Cooper Kupp. He's got a loaded roster. Like he's got surplus. Nope. Okay. Don't do it.
I mean, you're helping out that other team so much, too.
You got to get one better player back. Like, I don't care if you just get rid of both Henderson and Reagor and get somebody different in there that's a starter, or just do Waller and Robinson for Kelsey. Like, I think that's fair.
This one's from Fool's Karma. Grade the trade. Running back depth is Henry, Connor, Swift, Gaskin, and Booker. So giving up Connor, Devontae Parker, and Hunter Henry. Connor, Parker, and Henry. And getting back Calvin Ridley, Melvin Gordon, and Cam Akers.
No.
It's close to a fair deal. The problem with this is you give up Connor, Swift is out this week, and you don't have Myles Gaskin.
Right.
So you're going to be starting Melvin Gordon.
No.
You don't feel good about that.
Correct. Okay, from Eagles 0-16. Dear Joe, Sam, Nick, and Mark. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking this is like Washington Redskins or football team.
I was thinking Jets quarterbacks. Joe Flacco, Sam Darnold. No, Nick. Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez and Saint Nick. Jolly old Saint Nick.
Joe, Sam, Mark, and Nick.
Yeah. Okay. Should I trade Derrick Henry and Robbie Anderson for Miles Sanders and Michael Thomas? PPR. Yep.
Yes.
What was it again?
Derrick Henry and Robbie Anderson for Miles Sanders and Michael Thomas.
Yes.
And he says Washington Football East Champions. That's why I thought it might be a Washington thing. Good luck.
You cheated. You knew it.
No, I don't. I still don't know what it is.
Yeah, but you knew it was Washington. I mean, like, I think it's Washington. And then the answer is Washington.
Hey,
I mean, you're obviously.
Hey. You have the notes. I sent you the notes.
Adam, how many years have we been doing this?
Yeah, that's fine. You could change. You could change that.
Listen, just like you're cheating, stashing players on your IR spot, you're cheating doing this too.
Oh, I changed that, by the way. I think I know what Joe, Sam, Nick, and Mark are. This would be, from according to Google, the boys soccer all selection and all WPIL teams. This is from the Beaver County Times from a couple days ago. So... sometimes you get some great Google results. Congratulations to all these soccer players. These look like middle schoolers. Okay, question from Curacao. Curacao BH. Frank, back me up here. I can barely see these letters. This is like microscopic.
So would you like me to read it?
No. I read Curacao like an idiot. You got to tell the people that I really can't read it.
It's tough. Yeah, I have my Internet Explorer is like zoomed in 200%. And
I'm gonna have to zoom in a little here. Okay, the question is 12-team standard league, no vetoes. This trade just went through. Dad sends Kamara. Son sends Gurley and Mike Davis. Should the trade be vetoed by the commissioner?
This is very relevant. I play in a league with my dad.
Do you make trades with him?
No, I did once, and the league just went into an uproar. So when I'm looking for trades, I just skip over his team.
No, you can't veto it.
No?
You could be pissed, but you can't veto it.
Who knew that Curacao has like the second C on Curacao has a funky C that must be named, that must be called something. It's like a tilde, you know, on the Spanish N. Curacao, it's like that.
You just called it a tilde?
That's what the thing is.
Tilde.
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 That's how you say it if you're saying a Spanish word. E.
You say tilde, not
the letter I has an E pronunciation.
Tilde.
Tilde, Jamie.
No.
I was AP Spanish, bro.
No.
You know what? I'll tell you who should settle this. The fantasy cop should settle this. But instead, we're going to read some fantasy questions.
I thought you were going to drop Gallman there.
All right, this is from Steven. Taysom Hill is eligible at tight end in my league. It's a 1QB league. Is it fair for the Taysom Hill manager to start him at tight end, even though he's starting at quarterback for the Saints? The argument for is that he's tight end eligible, so it should be allowed. The argument against is that this is not a 2QB league, and Hill is clearly not a tight end this week. What do you think, guys?
You could blame Yahoo. You could blame ESPN. That's the rules that they are allowing you to play under. And that's unfortunately what you have to deal with as the person playing against Taysom Hill. The people that are using Taysom Hill as a tight end, congratulations. You have a probably better chance of winning your fantasy matchup this week because of it.
Yep, I'm perfectly fine with it. Do we freak out when Jakobi Meyers throws a touchdown? It's not entirely the same thing, but
it's not even close to the same thing. That is the worst analogy.
Yeah, but Adam, I mean, he can start. If what Jamie thinks is correct will happen, then he could start, and then we could see a lot of Jameis Winston. Like, it's still risky. There's no guarantees.
Look,
it's still the likelihood of him playing the majority of the game at quarterback, and if he gets you 15 points as a crappy quarterback play, it's still an amazing tight end play.
Yeah, it's a real problem. It's a real problem for these leagues. Like, I can't imagine the leagues that have him listed as a tight end are happy about it. You know,
well, one person is.
No, I mean like ESPN and Yahoo. I would imagine that they're kind of not thrilled because this is not. I don't think this is a good development. A lot of people are going to be really pissed off. It is seemingly unfair. I don't think there's anything you can do about it unless the league votes and everybody, including the Taysom Hill manager, agrees that or you could maybe say, okay, this week he's a tight end, next week he's not.
Can't do that.
Why?
Because if they're allowing him to be placed in that spot, you got to let it go.
Well, you can do whatever you want if it's your league, but I would say it has to be unanimous.
You can't really change the rules mid-season.
This is just so unexpected and so unprecedented.
Yeah, and it's hard to really blame people like other providers for listing him as a tight end. Coming into the season, you don't know what Taysom Hill is. And
he's
if I told you,
I don't care.
He's not a freaking tight end. It's ridiculous.
He's not a tight end.
He's a quarterback.
I mean, he plays everything. If you look at like his PFF, where he lines up, he lines up in the back. He lines up at wide receiver.
He's lined up at tight end. But I mean, this is one time where usually we're on the wrong side of these things.
Mm-hmm. We are
because usually we didn't do something. This time I think we did the right thing by not having him as a tight end.
I agree. Okay, from Jeremy. Dear Margaret, Tony, Boris, and Winston. And I knew this one without even cheating. Those are pretty sure British prime ministers. We have finished a four-team trade. Player A gets Keenan Allen. No, can't do it. That was a terrible British accent.
Do it.
Player B gets Allen Robinson and Mike Williams. So it's Keenan Allen. No, now it's like... Keenan Allen for Allen Robinson and Mike Williams.
That's fine.
That is very fine. Yep.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, I'm reading this as if this is not a Fantasy Cops question. All right, let's rewind. It's the Fantasy Police. All right, Fantasy Cops from Jeremy and probably England. Okay, we've finished a four-team trade. Player A gets Keenan Allen. Player B gets Allen Robinson and Mike Williams. Then player B, who just got Robinson and Williams, trades to player C, and he gets Zeke and Mike Williams. And in return, player B gets Swift, McLaurin, and Godwin. And then player B trades those three to player D for Tyreek Hill. Player B orchestrated all of this by himself. He started out with Keenan Allen, and what did he turn it into? He turned it into...
Tyreek Hill.
Allen Robinson and Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
Player B orchestrated all of this by himself and then presented it as a finished deal to the commissioner. The commissioner then put it in the group chat and said, I'm not signing off on this until all four parties say agree one more time. Now, player A gets antsy and takes his opportunity to pull out of the initial trade, saying that player D is getting too much. I'm mad at player A, but even more mad at the commissioner for doing the follow-up does everyone agree thing. We'd love to get your thoughts on how this should play out. And that's Jeremy asking this.
Can I ask you a question before we answer this?
Yeah.
Have you ever got any follow-ups on the Fantasy Cops of people saying like we solved their problems?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Just want to check.
People
because trust us.
I
can't imagine that the commissioner is going to go, wow, these three schmucks just said that we should redo this whole deal.
I'm trying to get indignant in a British accent, but my British accent is so bad right now that I can't do it. Actually, honestly, people really trust us. So this is a great
I'm sure they trust us.
It's a great responsibility. It's a great responsibility.
They get flipped.
Yeah, I don't like it's a small percentage that get flipped, but it's helpful for people. So Yeah. All right. A four-team trade goes down. Commissioner makes sure that everyone approves. One player wants to back out because he doesn't like. That's the part that really is stupid. I'm backing out of my end of the deal because it made the other trades made this. No, you can't do that. Nonsense. Nope. Garbage.
No, that's bad. That's like people who veto trades who are at the top of the league just because another team is getting better. That's not what the veto is in place for. So
bloody hell, this is terrible. No, I feel terrible. That's my
Adam. You watched the whole season of Bly Manor and you have no English accent.
Yeah, that's
come
my
on,
forgetting
man.
Sarah Marshall. Though.
I'm Aldis Snow.
I feel terrible. Okay. From Trace, you're right, Frank. I just heard all those British accents and I can't get it. From Trace, is this messed up? Is this messed up? Two quarterback, three wide receiver, two flex league, eight teams, PPR. Team A in last place, 2-8, gave up Kenyon Drake and Amari Cooper. Team B, fourth place, 5-5, gave up Cam Newton and Sterling Shepard. So Cam and Shepard in a 2QB league for Kenyon Drake and Amari Cooper. Team C and D are both not happy about the move. Team C and A have personal beef with each other. Team A already has Lamar, Bridgewater, and Kirk Cousins and just traded for Cam Newton. Commissioners, what would you do? Absolutely nothing.
It's not a bad trade.
No, it's fine.
In a two-quarterback league, it's perfectly fine. And maybe the person who has four quarterbacks now wants to flip one of these quarterbacks to someone else.
Well, he only has maybe three healthy ones if Bridgewater could be out this week and miss some time. So
And Cam has a great matchup this week. Maybe he wants Cam for the matchup.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Bloody hell. You can't do anything about this trade. And that would be the Fantasy Cops. Thanks so much for your emails, everybody. Make sure you put Fantasy Cops in the subject line. I search my inbox for Fantasy Cops. If you put regulators, if you put Fantasy Police or whatever, I'm not going to see it. Fantasy Cops has to be in the subject line. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, your emails, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you very much for your emails. Here we go. From M. Capo. I'm getting roasted for this trade, but curious your opinion. I gave up Gurley and Robert Woods for Diggs and David Montgomery in non-PPR. Who would roast you for that? I'm currently on track for a first-round bye.
I mean, Diggs is the best player. Montgomery is a step down from Gurley, but not far.
Well, you know what? They're both on a bye. Maybe that's why people are pissed.
But if you are up there in the standings and you can afford to, those guys on a bye this week, it's perfectly fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, why would it matter?
Yeah, like if the Stefon Diggs manager is 5-5 and needs a win this week, you make them a trade. You give them a good wide receiver for Stefon Diggs and see if they'll bite, you know, if you can afford to for the 1 week downgrade. Okay, from Josh. Dear Walt, Jesse, Hank, and Gus.
That's easy.
It is easy. I don't think Frank has seen it, though.
From the greatest show that ever aired?
Oh, you have seen it?
Yes. Okay.
Good for you. Grade the trade, 14-team PPR league. I give up Justin Herbert and Deontay Johnson, and I get David Montgomery, Noah Fant, Hollywood Brown, and Taysom Hill.
I don't love it.
Terrible.
Don't love it. I think Deontay Johnson is probably the best player in the deal. And
if you can start Taysom Hill at tight end, that would be a different story.
But then why get Taysom Hill and Noah Fant?
I don't know.
One is good and one plays for the Broncos.
That's fair.
By the way, Noah Fant's going to have a nice bounce back year next year. He's going to be a breakout. He's been playing hurt for like half the year.
Yeah, no, he's just, it stinks because I had high expectations for him and looked great starting out.
Yeah.
Really great starting out.
I give this as a D.
I am Heisenberg.
All right, this is from Andy in Chicago. Hey, rash, zits, and pimple.
Ugh. So Dave, Chris, and Heath?
Hey, what's that all about?
Well, not us. You don't want to be those three, do you?
Oh, no, I don't. But they don't have bad
skin. No, I just picked the other three that are on the show.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know they've been fighting acne problems for years, Jamie.
I hope not.
I have a number of problems with my roster, but I'll settle on tight end. 18 teams, non-PPR. I have Jonnu Smith and Dallas Goedert. Do I drop one of them for Zach Ertz?
I mean, Jonnu. Just carry the Eagles tight ends.
Yeah. Oh, because they've been so good.
Has Jonnu been that good?
No, but you have a real, like, there's a scenario where Ertz and Goddard and Jeffrey and Rager and Fulgham and Sanders, like, they really might not have one reliable pass catcher for fantasy purposes.
I don't know. I mean, Zach Ertz was drafted as a top three tight end, top four tight end coming into the season. I'd hold out hope that there's still the chance that he could maybe relive that type of production. You said it's 18, Lee, right?
No, 18. I definitely would pick up Ertz.
How is Ertz available in an 18?
I have no idea. I told him to drop Goddard instead of Jonnu.
But that I don't.
And the 18 team thing factors in, I think, because like there's no waiver wire. So I don't know. I'd rather give myself two teams.
I'm gonna guess there's probably somebody else on your team you could drop. Maybe carry all three for a week and just see what happens.
Okay. From Matt in NorCal, grade the trade, 14-team PPR. I am in running back hell until Austin Eckler gets back. My number two running back options were Devin Singletary, Cam Akers, and Daryl Henderson. After failing to get Savon Ahmed off waivers, I traded Brandon Cooks for Ronald Jones in a 14-team PPR league. And Cooks, Ayuk, and DJ Moore are his rotational wide receiver threes. Grade the trade.
It sounds like you have depth here, but I still think you could have got more for Cooks than Rojo.
Yeah, but he's obviously traded for Rojo at his best game, so he bought high, which is never good. But you know, I'm sure the other person was like, "I'm only going to give you Rojo," and
it's a bad matchup for Rojo too.
It's a bad matchup this week. They get Kansas City next week. You know, their run defense is always hit or miss. As teams sometimes allow you to, they allow some teams to run on them. So he could be good next week, but.
Grade the trade.
I'm going to say it's a D, but it's, you know, this is one of those things where sometimes where it's hard to trade for running backs. You know, we know that it's hard to trade for guys like, I'm sure he would have preferred better than Rojo, but it's like, are you trading Brandon Cooks for Kalen Ballage because he may have a good 2 or 3 week stretch? Like, no, you know, you're hoping that Rojo has a strong finish based on what he did last week.
But I'd rather trade him for Ballage than Jones, I think.
Well, in his case, it probably would have made a little bit more sense because he's the Eckler manager.
Right.
And then you just have the, you know, Chargers running back until Eckler's healthy. But, like, you can't give up Brandon Cooks for Kalen Ballage. It would have been crazy.
If you could tell me that Ballage was going to be the starter for two more weeks, but because you might win based on that. And I do think Eckler's coming back next week. I mean, that was the report. I would say he has a solid chance to come back next week.
Yeah, I probably just waited.
Okay. All right. This is from Matthew.
Cooks Eckler combination is much better.
This is from Matthew. Need to start a tight end and a flex. Which way would you recommend? Darren Waller, Taysom Hill, AJ Brown, Kenny Galladay.
Galladay's not playing.
Yeah. Sit Waller, right?
I may play both tight ends.
Yeah.
Brown's going to, I mean, look, you're not benching Brown in most cases. This is not a matchup for him.
Wait, you're going to start Waller over AJ Brown?
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Frank?
Yeah, I'm going to sit Waller.
Okay.
I can't believe that Taysom Hill's the must play.
Yeah, of course.
It's just insane. God, what are we telling people?
From Andy. Like, I wouldn't. Okay, with Taysom Hill, would it really surprise you? He's going to catch a touchdown. He is going to become the first player in NFL history, and I don't know if this is true, to run, pass, and run for a touchdown, throw for a touchdown, and catch a touchdown. That's my prediction.
Did he do something similar earlier this year?
Well, then he's going to be the first player to do it twice.
I don't know if he did all that, but he did something.
That is my guess that Sean Payton is going to. Oh, I'm going to tweet that, my bold prediction, but I got to find out if it's ever happened before. And I have no idea how to do that. So I'm going to have to ask somebody who's good at the game finder thing on Pro Football Reference to figure out if that's ever happened. Okay. Question from Andy. If Teddy Bridgewater doesn't play, how does that affect Mike Davis? Trying to decide between Davis, Damian Harris, and Kalen Ballage in a non-PPR league.
I'm still starting Davis.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good matchup. I wonder if David, he hasn't looked great recently, and he left a little bit in week 10 with an injury. I wonder if the season is going on and he's just kind of wearing down a little bit, but it's still a really good matchup, and I expect him to get like 70%+ of the snaps and the touches. So
cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about, like, I think this Joe Brady system in Carolina is really good, and they've started going back to throwing to Davis and McCaffrey, as we saw, you know, in the Carolina game, the Kansas City game, excuse me, where both guys were involved in the passing game. And I think if it's, I know you brought this up, Adam, if it's PJ Walker, he'll run a little bit more, but that opens up things usually for running backs with rushing quarterbacks. So I don't know. I would trust Mike Davis though.
All right. Question from Andrew. Hey, Lynn, Ernie, Yancey, Antoine, and Hines. Steelers. Mm. Steelers wide receivers. Okay, can you read my team name correctly and figure out the reference? I get a lot of questions about my team name, mainly because people who don't know the reference read it wrong. Why did the team name get deleted from this email? Well, because he put it in like, what is that all about? Okay, I believe the team name was Hot Ice. And I do know that reference. Do you guys know that one? Hot Ice.
No.
I heat up the ice cubes. It's the best of both worlds. That is from Rookie of the Year. That is Daniel Stern's wacky pitching coach character. And The Athletic...
Are you obligated to know every line from that movie?
Because I look like Henry Rowan Gardner? Yeah. The Athletic had an interview with him. And it was one of the coolest features I've read. So he directed the movie. And
Daniel Stern.
Yeah.
Not Henry Rowan Gardner.
Daniel Stern directed Rookie of the Year.
What's the actor's name of Henry Rowan Gardner?
Ian, what is his name?
Is it Ian Michael Saunders?
I want to say Ian Michael Thomas, but I feel like I'm just saying that because of Michael Thomas.
I'll look it up.
Okay. So Daniel Stern directed the movie, and he played the pitching coach, which was the funniest character in the movie. And he would write these scenes in for himself where he would have to be eliminated from the scene because he couldn't like act and direct. He didn't want to be in the movie too much because he was directing it. So he locks himself in between two hotel room doors or something like that. And he locks himself in like a cage. So he kept
in the snack cage, right?
I don't remember, but he kept writing himself out of scenes because he was directing. But he told a story about how they shot it at Wrigley Field, and it's a really cool story. Please Google it and look it up. Thomas Ian Nicholas.
We butchered the hell out of that thing.
We got 66% right, dude. We crushed that. All right, the question is 12-team half PPR league.
Name three other movies he's been in.
American Pie, American Pie 2, and American Pie 3.
I was gonna say, you can't eat American Pie beat more than once.
American Pie. Mm-hmm. Do you think I would realistically know these other movies?
No chance.
Are you looking at his IMDb page?
I am.
Would I know? Was he in A Knight's Tale? I think the answer is yes.
I don't think so. Oh, no.
I don't see it here.
Damn it.
Actually, there are a few movies you might.
All right, give me his popular movies.
Rookie of the Year.
Uh-huh.
American Pie 2. American Wedding, American Reunion.
That's it. I mean, wasn't he in something about a knight or no?
He was in Judge and Jury.
This is terrible. I mean, this is the worst moment of podcasting that we've ever done.
Why? This
is awful. Let's pick two wide receivers, two running backs, and a flex.
He was so good in Rookie of the Year.
Why did I think he was in A Knight's Tale? Okay, from Andrew, pick two wide
receivers. Ledger movie?
Yeah.
I like that movie.
Okay, pick two wide receivers, two running backs, and a flex. Here we go. Juju, Woods, Jefferson, and Boyd. Juju, Woods, Jefferson, and Boyd. Pick two.
The first and the last.
Correct.
Pick two running backs. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Gibson, Bellage, Duke Johnson, LaMichael Perine.
I like Edwards. Gibson and Duke.
I like Gibson and Bellage. I like when I answer before Frank and he says correct as if like I got something right.
Correct.
And give me a flex. We got Justin Jefferson, Robert Woods, Bellage, and Duke Johnson.
I would use Bellage there.
I said Bellage and Gibson, so I'll go Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
All right.
I mean, the Raiders' whole defensive line might be gone.
It's true. From Michael, would you start Damian Harris or Nyheim Hines in half PPR?
Harris is definitely safer, but any PPR value could be really good for Hines.
Yeah, I'm going with Harris. That is just the worst run defense.
Mm-hmm. Quite football. Bad. All right, from Brian, I need some help in a must-win game. PPR, Giovanni Bernard or Savon Ahmed?
I like both, but the PPR aspect leans toward Gio.
Gio.
Correct.
Just to let you know, I don't think you mentioned it, Edwards-Helaire and Darrell Williams back at practice.
Okay, good. And I need to sit a wide receiver. Godwin, Ridley, Fuller, Cup. Godwin, Ridley, half Fuller, Cup. Like, well, there's got to be a pun there. Fuller, Cup. I don't know. Sit one of them.
I would sit Godwin.
Correct.
From Paul, pick one running back. Damian Harris, Duke Johnson, J.D. McKissick, Giovanni Bernard.
What's the format?
I don't know.
It's PPR.
You don't know that. Oh, it is PPR.
Giovanni.
I'm following the notes here, Adam. Gio.
Gio, okay.
Giovanni.
And then he just lists wide receivers. I don't know how many he needs. Pick two. Crowder, Myers. I'm going to say two. That's just my guess. Crowder, Myers, Galladay, he's out, and Mostert.
Well, Mostert doesn't play receiver.
I think all of these players are part of his pick.
Did you see that?
Did we see you sneeze all over your carpet? Yes, we did.
No, it was dry. It was dry. I hope anyway. I couldn't cover my mouth because I had to mute my mic. And I just kind of ran out of hands.
Adam is losing his mind.
I really am. I'm just delirious right now. Yeah, anyway, Crowder, Myers, Mostert. Yeah. Okay, this question is so messed up.
I need you to pick two receivers. One's a running back, and one guy is not playing the month. Correct. Hold on a second.
Bloody hell, Jamie. All right.
The gall man of you to sneeze all over your carpet like that. Get a tissue.
I didn't know I was going to sneeze. I'm on the air, for God's sake. All right, from Chase. Chase from Boston. Pick one flex in non-PPR. Will Fuller, T. Higgins, or Damian Harris, non-PPR?
T. Higgins.
Damian Harris.
Start one PPR, Calvin Ridley or Michael Thomas?
Ridley.
Yep.
From Adam, choose three, please. Oh, nobody says please. Thank you, Adam. Could use some upside this week. Gio, Damian Harris, Duke Johnson, or Antonio Gibson. Choose three of them. Who are you sitting?
I am sitting Duke.
Yeah. Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
Can you name the seven dwarfs?
Let's see. There's Dopey. I'm like most of them. There's Dopey, Sleepy.
Oh, you're definitely one.
I'm Dopey, Sleazy, and Sneezy, right? Sleazy? No, not Sleazy. Sleepy.
Sleazy.
sleepy and sleazy and steezy. Bro, I'm losing it, man. I've never been like this. I'm
just the Seven Dwarfs. They're sleazy, slutty.
This is so weird, man. I'm just losing it. All right. Question from Matthew. Pick two. We have a few left here. Let's finish strong. From Matthew, pick two in PPR. Todd Gurley, Giovanni Bernard, and Duke Johnson. Who are you sitting in PPR?
Oh, God.
Sit Gurley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Adam, what's the best character in Revenge of the Nerds?
Booger.
There's no chance Frank has seen Revenge of the Nerds.
Nope. No, but you need to. It's a great one. The amount of illegal things they do, they would all be in jail like for 20 years minimum. From Charbel, 12-team half PPR Superflex League. My QB2 is Teddy Bridgewater. I also picked up PJ Walker and Taysom Hill. Who would you play, Taysom Hill or one of the Panthers guys?
If Teddy plays, I would use him. If he's out, I'll use Taysom Hill.
I would play Taysom just on the chance that Teddy's not 100%. I think if Teddy was healthy, I agree with Frank. He'd be correct. But in this case, I'd probably go Taysom Hill.
From William, I've been streaming quarterbacks since Dak's injury. I currently have Tua. Jameis Winston, Teddy Bridgewater, Phillip Rivers, Derek Carr, Andy Dalton are all available. Would you play Tua or Bridgewater, Rivers, Carr, Dalton?
Tua.
I think it's close.
No, Carr. I like Carr.
Yeah, I was going to say it's close with Carr. I like Derek Carr there.
How about Gio or Zeke?
I think Zeke.
Yeah.
And Goddard or John?
Gio.
Okay. Goddard or Johnny Smith?
Goddard.
Okay, that's it for our wacky show. For Dopey and Grumpy, I'm Slutty.
Oh, my God.
We'll talk to you on Sunday night. Have a good one, everybody.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.